careers. It's a whole new ballpark in so many ways, and we're delighted to actually launch on Siren FM a special careers and employability advisor podcast package, really, with the fabulous Pauline Tate. Pauline, welcome to the studios. How are you?
I'm very well, Alex. Thank you.
Excellent. Let's start off with that, because when we spoke with Helen and Suzanne a few weeks ago, we thought it'd be a good idea to actually really get down on digits or recording in some way, shape or form what you actually do, because a lot of students tend to think, okay, we'll leave it until our third year, and then it might be a bit too late. It's never too late, but it's better if you start from your first year. What do you actually offer, and what's your own role within the University of Lincoln?
The first thing I'd say about not leaving until your third year is you need to be thinking about it in your first year. So not deciding what job you want to go into, but to decide what activities you could get involved in apart from the things you do for your course to make yourself as work ready and as attractive to employers as possible by the time that you're looking in your third year for work. But I work as part of the careers team. We have four careers and employability advisors. One is attached to each of the four colleges in the university, and we provide, with a team that backs us up, there are other members of our team, up-to-date accurate careers information for students and for academic staff who may be advising students. We provide advice, and we also provide in-depth one-to-one career guidance for students who perhaps, you know, need that bit more intensive help because they may not be sure quite what way they'd like to go. And so it is business as usual for us all summer, which I think some students think we disappear over the summer. But actually, you know, we are here all the way through the summer. So it's a great time for students who might be on vacation now to be thinking about maybe getting a CV together, thinking about some volunteering. So, you know, we're very much here, and, you know, we're very keen to see students at any stage. It's never too early to start career planning.
Okay, well, strange you mentioned students, because we have two fantastic undergraduates with us today. First of all, Ben Lewis. Ben, you are reading public relations. You're heading into your second year. And it's fair to say, Ben, you've also done your fair share in terms of career. So just talk us through your kind of decision and pathway in terms of jobs and things that you've been involved with and done.
Yeah, I think mainly it was quite hard at a younger age to sort of define what I wanted to do. And then I kind of, by the time I turned about 16, kind of sort of started heading towards my hobbies, what I enjoyed. And then I eventually, stumbled across someone called Andrew Morton, a previous alumni student, who's now PR manager for the Red Arrows. And in discussion with him, sort of discovered more about PR and sort of the essence of it and how I could use it to my ability. And I felt kind of my personality kind of fitted it quite well. And then through that, he offered me some work experience. And later on, then here I am. And, you know, it was one of the things that I kind of wanted to use as a taster, if anything. You know, if I didn't like it, then, you know, so what, move on to another career. But I loved it, absolutely loved it.
Is that a bit of an exemplary tale then, Pauline? Actually sort of finding one of the students, a graduate from the course, then recruiting onwards and moving back, a bit like the Jesuits, really, perhaps?
A little bit, yes. I think what Ben's done characterises a really sensible way of thinking about career. So not just to focus on subject, because often subjects taught in school or college or in university don't relate directly to job opportunities, but to think about, what do I enjoy? What am I good at? Where might that come in useful in terms of different work skills and skills that employers require? I don't find many students who stumble across the marketing person or...
It's not stumbling,
it's
destiny, it's bringing us together, and that sort of thing.
I think there is an element of that as well, definitely. But yes, what Ben's doing is taking a really... you know, measured, calm, logical approach, keeping options open, looking at what he likes doing, what he's good at, and exploring career areas that would require those aptitudes and those interests.
And so far, Ben, obviously you've been with us for a year. During that time, you got involved with the student union as an ambassador. I mean, what sort of things have you done in addition to, obviously, the public relations programme?
I think as well it's kind of allowed me to sort of branch out a bit more. You know, I've discovered where I want to sort of lie my career in the future. And even whilst at university, the opportunities are so broad, you know, being able to sort of represent your course in general is good enough. And even the in-house Signet PR, which they do host, is fantastic. Get involved with real-life clients who above all, it's a free service. You know, it sort of benefits both parties, really. And being able to put that down on your CV is something which I'm pretty sure employers absolutely love.
Definitely, they will. you know, employers are looking at this as an expectation now, not just a degree, even though it's still the most valuable thing you can invest in to improve your career prospects. A degree on its own is no longer enough. It once was a guarantee of a good job, but that hasn't been the case for a very long time. So, you know, you're setting about it, you're doing the right sort of things, and you're taking advantage of the huge number of opportunities the university has to offer. You know, representing students, volunteering, paid work experience. So you're definitely doing the right things in the right order, Ben. Great.
That's great. Gold star working through that. As I often said, you know, it's not just the degree, it's what you do with the degree.
Absolutely.
That's the critical thing. Tessa, if we can turn to you now. Tessa Snart, same year as Ben, going into level 2, of course, but this time in journalism. That's been your specialist, etc. Again, you took, I think, time out before coming to university to actually sort of experience some of life. Share with us your own pathway.
I did. So I did my A-levels, and I always knew my interests, but I wasn't sure what path I was going to take, so I thought, sort of, I would keep my options open. So I then went on to college to do travel and tourism, and I always knew sort of who I could go to for careers and work experience. So I did various work experience in hotels and things like that. But going back to sort of A-levels, I also really liked my writing, English, media, and sort of wanted to progress further in that. So I was looking at university courses while I was at college, and journalism sort of fit the bill, because you could do travel journalism, things like that. And now I'm here, university has definitely opened a lot more doors. I've got a job here now at the art shop, and that was through Lincoln job site. And then through guest lectures, I met somebody who works for Pretty 52, and then I got work experience there. So there's so many options here, definitely.
And of course, you got your radio program as well.
Well, thanks to you, Alex.
Another line, Pauline, is that something else that sort of connects together in terms of making use of the opportunities there to actually build that resume, to really build something more substantive, other than saying, yes, fine, I got an honours degree in journalism, but what else have you done?
Definitely. I mean, there's been a report published just yesterday by the CBI, which is an annual skills survey, not just looking at graduate employment, but looking at employment generally, and particularly with reference to graduate employment. What employers are really interested and impressed by is work experience. So I think it's fantastic that Tessa had that year out before coming to university. I think often that allows students to kind of make more of university and to you know, sort of seek out the things they can do and they can get interested in. And obviously there's a professional qualification accreditation involved, particularly with the course that Tessa is on, and she knows, I'm sure, that journalism is a very competitive field, whether it's, you know, TV, whether it's radio. But again, you must have handpicked these two, Alex. Tessa is also doing exactly the right sort of things. She's finding work through the student union volunteering agency, the student job shop has lots of part-time work opportunities, and the careers team have lots of opportunities for students once they're looking to move on from university to the next step, whether that's a job or postgraduate study.
Let's open it up a little bit then. Ben, any questions you want to put to Pauline?
I was saying, what kind of sort of opportunities do you offer in sort of to students? What kind of services, you know, does it sort of depend individually what they want, or is it sort of some open sort of opportunities you advertise?
It's a really wide menu. So we will have a programme of events, careers events that goes on in the autumn and spring terms, and they're open to all students. We come in and talk to students specifically on different courses, and that might be as a discrete career session. It might be that something is part of your curriculum. We have a wide range of careers information available. Our student job shop is part of the careers team, so they offer part-time work for students, and we work very closely with the volunteering coordinator, who's part of the students' union, but you know, we work very closely with them. And if students are looking for a bit more individual help, we have two skills advisors who would be almost the initial person that you would talk to face to face. They do an awful lot of work helping students put CVs together, personal statements together, whether that's to gain work experience or whether it's to actually find, you know, a job or a postgraduate programme. And so we also offer one-to-ones. Vacancy-wise, we advertise everything from, you know, internships at the university to opportunities with some of the, you know, huge, well-known employers who offer graduate training schemes, which tend to be quite well-paid, competitive to get into, but quite well-paid, and a lot of students are keen to go down that route. So it's a very varied menu of support, and it would really depend what stage you were at with your career planning. What was appropriate, if you like, for you to take advantage of. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
And Tessa?
So what happens if, say, a student has left it too late and they're coming to the end of their studying at the university? Are you still there after they graduate? Can they still sort of email you for advice?
Yes, when students graduate, they still can make full use of the Careers and Employability Services for a year after graduation. And even beyond that, while we don't have the resources to give an intensive service, we will still help in terms of email and, you know, suggesting useful websites. So if there are students out there at the moment who are still not fixed up, you know, they haven't got a job to go to, they haven't found a postgraduate programme, we can help them. And we do a lot of that help by telephone and email, because obviously not all of our students will stay in Lincoln. So increasingly we're using the phone and email and also Skype to offer the service, but without the student having to be in Lincoln. And, you know, any students out there who've had disappointing exam results or, you know, worries about modules failed, you know, very much, you know, come and talk to us. We will talk to students in absolute confidence. So if you've got a worry about something that perhaps hasn't gone as well as possible. So of course we'll help people, even if they didn't start thinking about careers till after their last exam.
Yeah.
We know we're there, and for that full year after graduation if needed.
As this series proceeds, of course, in terms of podcasts, we'll be looking at a variety of the sort of areas that you've got coming up. But there are also a number of special events that you do put together as well, Pauline. I mean, anything that you'd like to highlight that's coming up, maybe August, September time, that sort of you're looking for? Is this the time where effectively you're just being reactive or listening in for calls that are coming through and so on?
Yes, at the moment it's a fairly quiet time, so most of us are dealing with a smallish number of students who might have just finished their exams or might be using the vacation time to get ahead with career planning and maybe thinking about getting a CV together, getting feedback on that. One event to mention is our Find Your Feet annual careers fair. That's coming up on November the 9th. It will be in the engine shed, and we will have employers and postgraduate study providers from a whole range of sectors. Another event that's coming up, this is open to students in any year group and from any subject, is the Hire Me programme. That is taking place, I think we've confirmed the dates, for the second week in October, so very early in the autumn term. And that is particularly geared at students who think they would like to go down the route of a graduate training scheme, to really get them understanding what the selection processes will be like and to give them some practice and some confidence at, you know, being put through their paces, so that they feel confident when it comes to putting in real applications. So they're just a couple of the things that are coming up, either big things during the run up to Christmas.
And Ben, does that appeal to yourself?
Yeah, I mean, certainly it does. It's something I definitely want to have a look at. Certainly, obviously, I don't know whether you can bring my CV along at the same time and get you to have a quick look over, but maybe it's something an extra time to do. But it's certainly something I want to have a look at, you know, the range of employers especially, and obviously what they have available to students, I think, above all, and what they can offer us as much as we can offer them.
Yeah. The employers that are coming will be put up on our website, which of course gives you the chance to do a bit of research so that you don't go up to an employer and say, what do you do?
Yeah.
But you say, I have researched your organisation, I understand you have these sorts of opportunities available.
Good.
You know, can you tell me a bit more about them? So we'd always urge students to prepare for careers fair. Don't just turn up and collect freebies. You can collect freebies, that's fine, but you really want to make a positive impression. You might be talking to your future employer a lot of students meet their future employer at a careers fair. And you can have your CV checked any time, Ben. You don't have to wait.
Thank
you. That's available right now if you want to put you in touch with the appropriate advisors. So why wait? That's a job that can be got on with now.
Brilliant.
Always time to focus. Pauline, it's been wonderful launching the mini-series from that point of view. I think we've touched on a variety of things. We might well actually be looking to do a location report from the Find Your Feet number in November, which would be quite fun. Thank you for coming along to the Siren Studios today. Let's talk about the final sort of website, best place to go. People are listening to this online for the University of Lincoln, at least for careers. The best advice or the best website is?
That's a difficult to answer question. It really depends what the student's programme is. But the Prospects website, if you Google Prospects, that is in effect the official graduate website. That's a great place to start. If you don't know what you want to do, it has a short career planner exercise where you can answer some questions about the kind of things Ben was thinking about. What do I like? What am I good at? And it will generate some job ideas. But we have access to lots and lots and lots of specialist resources that would be appropriate to students, whether they're doing business, journalism, pharmacy, sociology, and, but the Prospects website is a good place to start because it's very up to date. It's very user friendly. It's recently been overhauled. And, if you just want to browse, have a look, that's a really good place to start.